The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Going to kick things off with this survey by Currys. They've cracked open the nation's fridges, and what have they found? They've found that nearly half of our fridges contain leftovers that we are never going to eat. And this is worse. One in four, 25%, say they've got said leftovers in Tupperware and they're too afraid to open it. It has been in there for so long. Well, Dr. Amalia Scanlon is with me, the microbiologist at UCD's Institute of Food and Health. Amalia, you're welcome to the show. How manky are our fridges?
Thanks very much for having me here. It depends on whose fridge it's going to be. So my husband has threatened to call in if I don't fess up and say that my fridge is not pristine.
Oh, really?
Not pristine.
What'll I find there in the dark recesses of your fridge?
I have an ADHD neurospice going on, so I tend to stack my fridge in piles. And I know where everything is, and I know the dates more or less on everything, so I'm good. Nobody else has a clue.
So you have a system, but it's a very bespoke system,
is
it?
It's my system. And my husband has the system that everybody would aspire to, where you have things labelled in Tupperware. Mine are in old butter boxes and ice cream boxes.
Oh, you're not one of them.
I'm one of them. I'm terrible for reusing stuff. So you open a box of butter and you might get dog food or you might get hairy curry. It's just really a kind of a pot.
Oh, God.
Terrible stuff.
When I say they're manky, though, I mean, what type of stuff might we find kind of growing in the corners of the fridge? If your hairy curry has spilled over, for example, and it's gathering there in the back corner.
Yeah. So I think first of all, just to be aware that a fridge is really, really good from a food safety point of view in general. So whatever we say here, fridges are good. OK, just to be aware of that. We like our food to be at less than 5 degrees Celsius. And fridges have a high moisture content in the air. So because of that and because they're cold, the kinds of things that are going to grow in there are largely molds and yeasts.
OK.
But you can get bacteria in there as well. Now, if you spill stuff like egg or something like that, you can have any of those, zoonotic bacteria, things like salmonella, things like E. coli sitting on your fridge. So if you put things in that aren't in Tupperware, directly in touch. That's not going to be great in terms of, you know, not being...
Yeah, but when you cook it, I mean, it just gets rid of all that, doesn't it?
It does. But are you cooking it? So is it ham that might have slipped off and you slipped it back in and you're eating it?
Oh, yeah.
And then are you really cooking it? Have you just stuck it in the microwave and heated it through or not? And that really matters because that's where we have what we call a danger point. So between, let's say, around 8 degrees and 45 degrees, most of the bugs that can do us harm can grow.
Okay.
So we want to try and keep food out of that danger area very, very fast.
So can I ask, because you mentioned ham, is ham in the danger zone when it starts to go a bit green?
Oh, well, the danger zone is the temperature. It's gone off when it's gone a bit green.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So one of the lovely bacteria...
Fully gone off?
I would say yes.
All right, okay. Okay,
if you have to shave your food coming out of the fridge, right, if it's got hairy mould on it, just throw it out. Don't even ask the question.
Really? And could not skim off the top?
No, because mould grows quietly, surreptitiously first and makes the toxin, and then it starts becoming sexually reproductive and has the spores.
People do this with jam and things, though. They just scrape off the top.
They do.
They shouldn't do it.
I wouldn't recommend it, and particularly nowadays with the low sugar jams, so the preservative effect isn't as strong as with the high sugar jams.
Okay.
Particularly. But yeah, so I would say don't do that because the mycotoxins that are produced have a chronic long-term effect that builds up and it can cause cancer and it can cause lung issues and organ failure over time. But you won't notice it if you eat that. If you eat the jam, you'll be fine now. But if you eat that jam for 30 years...
Yeah, but
don't fancy your chances.
Yeah, but I could be hit by a bus before that happens. You know, that's my attitude.
If the
jam is tasty.
I hear all of those things.
But yeah.
You know what it is? When I'm 80 and haven't been hit by a bus, I'd like to be able to breathe.
All right, okay.
And that's kind of the thing. Do you want to be hit by the bus?
All right. Logic trumps my emotional love of jam. I get it.
I hear, or cheese or bread. Don't do it. Chuck it out. So, things you can do. The 3-2s is a very easy way to manage your fridge. So 2 hours to get it from your table into the fridge. Don't have it hanging around the place, growing bacteria before you put it into the fridge.
Okay.
And then 2 days, can stretch to 3, before you eat it from the fridge. Or once you have it cold in the fridge, you can freeze it for 2 months. So 2, 2 and 2 will keep you pretty well safe.
All right. Well, Laura de Barra is with us as well. Author, of course, of Gaff Goddess, Decor Galore and Garment Goddess. Laura, have you a way of managing the contents of your fridge so you don't end up in this category, a quarter of people who've got Tupperware they won't even open?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with us not putting our food on the right parts of the fridge, because some parts are colder, some parts will make food go off quicker. So if you can set your fridge up first when you come in and do your shopping, it can increase the lifetime of the food as well, as long as it's within date.
Really? There are temperature fluctuations within the fridge. Pardon my naivety, I thought it was all the same.
Well, it's not massive, but if you think like in a fridge, even though the cool air is circulating, the door, for example, it's being open and closed the whole time, that is going to end up being the warmest part. So there is perfect for things that have high salt and sugar content, jars basically of condiments and pickled things. And then the bottom shelf, which is usually a thicker glass because it stays cooler, is for meat. So it's the perfect shelf for meat to go on. Then you'll go up to dairy and then you'll go up to ready to eat foods. But the main thing that we throw out in our fridges is fruit and veg, because it rots quickly. And it's because people don't realize that ethylene, which is like nature's ripening gas, is coming off some fruit and veg and it's over ripening others. So, you know, when you get like a soggy bag of salad,
yeah,
it's usually because it's next to a packet of tomatoes. So usually you have two crisper drawers in a fridge for a reason. And they usually have two sliders, one each. If you slide the slider one way, it's kind of like a trickle vent. It allows air into the crisper drawer and that'll be a low humidity drawer. And then if you close it on the other one, high humidity. High humidity will also be protected from ethylene from other stuff. So A and B, drawer A could be ones that are sensitive to ethylene. So anything leafy, anything green, anything kind of like floppy basically, or that comes in a packet that doesn't have holes in it. So I would always say salad-y stuff. And then the other one is high ethylene producers. Open the vent on that. That will be things that are stone fruits, tomatoes, anything bright usually that has holes in the packaging, apples, and they can sit happily with loads of ethylene around them, and then the others can be preserved. And then if you constantly have salad bags going off in your drawers, you should instead just divide it into two bags and put it onto the door of your fridge, and it will last way longer.
What? This is blowing my mind. I did not know any of this. And there's me just firing stuff into the fridge left, right and centre, wherever there happened to be space, which is part of the problem we have. You know, you run out of space. But one of the reasons we run out of space, right, is because there's a whole shelf full of condiments that say on the label, you know, consume within 3 days of opening. And Laura, I would suggest there's some in our fridge. Well, they're over a year anyway in there. I mean, that's probably par for the course, though, isn't it?
I've thrown out something that was 2017.
Did you taste it first?
I did not. I'm not
it could have been for me. Could have been fine.
It might have been. I might not have been afterwards.
All right, okay.
A lot of dates will be about stability. So it's how the ingredients will look rather than the actual ingredients going off. So, and it's the same with cosmetics. And it's that the product won't look the same after 6 months or whatever. As long as you're not putting a dirty knife or spoon in each time, that's what you're doing, is you're putting bacteria from the room or from a surface back into the product. And then there's like even things like herbs. Herbs can last you 3 weeks, but they usually last people a few days because they don't store them properly. And those should also be on the door of your fridge. If you just cut the bottom of herbs, put them into a jar like you would have a bunch of flowers with some water, cut the stems at an angle to increase the surface area that they can drink from. And then the bag that they come and turn it upside down and put it over the jar, put it on the door of your fridge, and your herbs can literally last for weeks.
And do you know then buying kind of, you know, a big family tub of mayonnaise or kind of an industrial thing? Like, is there a false economy to that? Because,
well, if you're using it, it's the same as washing detergent. If it's somebody that's not doing many washes, there's no point seeing that buy one, get one free or that big offer. Yeah. That's just a company trying to get you to buy more because they've made more, or they, you know, it's, some people it's worth it, but for other people it's not.
Amalia, what should I do about all those condiments?
You see, ADHD, I have the shelf.
You're going to make me throw them out, are you?
I think if they're several years out of date, yes.
Yeah.
But look, I'm actually a great
believer. Define several.
2017. But other things, like, I think as well, you have to be careful with fruit.
Should fruit definitely go in the fridge?
I wouldn't put things like tomatoes and apples and things in the fridge, actually, because certainly tomatoes, red peppers, they actually have a longer shelf life. They get damaged by cold temperatures.
Yeah, but there's a first world problem, right, which is underfloor heating. People's kitchens are too warm. They are what are kind of the pantry drawers in our kitchen. I mean, stuff rots in there kind of in half a day because heat coming off the floor.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. I'm in Finglas. I don't have that problem.
You don't have a first world problem.
I don't have these problems.
You said it, not me. Amalia, thanks a million for coming in to us.
Dr.
Amalia Scanlon is a microbiologist at UCD's Institute of Food and Health, and Laura DeBarra, the author of Gaff Goddess, Decor Galore and Garment Goddess. Lettuce wrapped in tinfoil will keep for months in the fridge, says Des. Somebody else says, my granny used to cut an onion in half and leave it in the fridge. She said it absorbed all of the germs. Amalia's face as I read that out might suggest that your granny might not have been onto something.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.